This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A U.S. health panel says it is time to resume use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, despite a very rare risk of blood clots. AP Sagarmughani reports.
The advisors acknowledge the risk is serious but small, noting about 15 cases out of nearly 8 million people who received the vaccine.
The benefits are far greater.
Dr. Catherine Poling was among 10 advisors voting to recommend the CDC end the Johnson & Johnson pause. Dr. Sarah Long voted no, saying the panel should have also recommended warning about the risk and telling people other vaccines are available.
I'm very sorry that we haven't chosen to put up front the knowledge that we have.
European regulators have already allowed the J&J shot to be used again. Sagarmughani, Washington.
India reported the world's highest daily total of coronavirus cases for the second day in a row on Friday, as it struggles with a health system overwhelmed by patients and plagued by accidents. Reuters' Brian Wood has more.
India on Friday posted the world's record daily caseload for a second straight day, with over 330,000 new cases. Deaths in the past 24 hours also jumped to over 2,200, the health ministry said. That's about one fatality every 5 minutes. Drone footage showed images of mass cremations, fires burning, and bodies being carried on wooden planks. As the virus surges, Indian healthcare providers appealed for emergency supplies of oxygen. Similar desperate calls from hospitals and ordinary people have been posted on social media for days this week across the country.
That's Reuters' Brian Wood. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.